You're listening to the Energy of Business and Life show. I'm your host, Melissa Zosky, your Wealth and Energy Alignment Mentor, and I run a successful business and online magazine. It's my pleasure and passion to help you shine your brilliance throughout this beautiful world of ours. You can create a sustainable business while still feeling at ease and having the freedom to enjoy your life to the fullest, have amazing health, and family balance. The paralyzing effects of burnout as well as health challenges, which can easily make you want to give up on all your dreams, is a very real thing. It's something I've known personally and overcome. I'm here to help you create a business and life that lights you up right now and step into that next level, no matter how far away it may seem. If you have any questions or want to learn more about me, please visit my website at melissazosky.com. Hey everyone, so excited that you're here today. So, do you ever play small in your life and your business? You know, in the past, this has been a big issue for me, and it's actually caused me to creep along at the slow crawl in my business. It was for about 3 years. I just crawled so slowly. Playing small is a symptom for much deeper issues, and the symptoms of it can spread like weeds. So here are a few examples of playing it small and the symptoms from it. One of them is perfectionism. You know, that one really keeps us stuck because everything has to be put on hold before, you know, to make sure it's absolutely 100% perfect before we put it out there. And let's face it, none of us are perfect. To get it perfect would take so much time and power. And it's just so much energy out there that it's just a waste of your time. The next is researching your brains out. Now, I'm sure you've heard that one where I know for me that I found myself researching everything, just going looking for every little corner of the ins and outs and why I should or why I shouldn't. And that's just another part of perfectionism, but it's also just another way to keep you from actually stepping up and out. The other thing is the constant obsessing. You obsess over every little detail. And now again, that can be part of perfectionism, but when we obsess over every little detail over something, we just don't get it done. Another one is you go over every last detail over and over again. I mean, you know how it is. You can just keep going back over it. You could recheck it again. The text after you've looked at it for so long, it just doesn't sound good anymore. It's just like when you're baking, you know, after you've been in the kitchen all day long and you're cooking, you don't want to eat the food. It's the same thing. The other is trying to make a ton of safety nets for worst case scenarios. You know, worst case scenarios, I mean, come on. There's always going to be something bad that could come up, but we don't need a ton of safety nets for worst case scenarios. If we're putting that out there to the universe, the universe is going to send us back the worst case scenarios. You know, we know that the universe is a mirror of what we're thinking and doing. So by always just doing that. Now, I'm not saying not to have any kind of safety net at all, but don't make that your priority. Don't make that the thing that gives you that drive. That's a bad type of drive to have. The other thing is rethinking your decisions. Am I doing this right? Should I do it this way? Maybe I should do it that way. Second guessing yourself over and over again is not a good trait to have. So just let it go. So then it's also reaching out to all your friends, reaching out to all your peers, getting everybody and their dog's opinion. You know, it's hard enough when we have to put up with our own opinions, especially when we're second guessing or we're thinking stuff, you know, thinking things through. Go with your intuition. Don't put it out there because everybody else is going to have their own opinions and it might not be in alignment with what your goal is. Okay. And then talking about the issue over and over again, you know how that can become a habit by itself. That can actually be a block all by itself. When you talk about the same thing over and over again, it keeps you stuck because you're not taking action. You're just talking. Take action. Okay, another one is prices are too low. So you are second guessing yourself, you're second guessing your pricing. So you're thinking, oh, I'm just going to put a low price on this. Is that in alignment with what your end result is? Are you giving yourself value? Are you giving yourself worth for all the work you put in? Now, you could act like your business isn't that big of a deal when people ask, sort of like it's a side hustle. So you kind of are embarrassed about your business and you just play it down. That's playing small. You can't do that. You got to play big. You got to step it up. Okay. You don't step up. And if you don't step up and out on your own, your business is going to feel, it's going to just feel like it's nothing. You're going to put that energy out there that your business is not important. So if you don't step up and own it and own your business, you may not step up because it feels too boisterous or uncomfortable. That's another one. If you feel uncomfortable kind of tooting your own horn, it's one of those things where we're taught so young to be humble and that it's not good to brag. But you know what? If you don't, nobody else will. If you don't own it and say, this is an amazing product, this is an amazing service, nobody else is going to believe it. Nobody else is going to step up and take it. Own it. Be proud of it. Talk about it. Yell to the rooftops how great it is. So this list can go on and on. Playing it safe and stalling, putting off trying, researching your brains out, and having a backup plan for every negative scenario are all symptoms of playing small. So this week, I would love for you to look a little closer at that. And one way I do that is to think about something you know you've been stalling in, feeling fear around. Maybe you're feeling fear around doing it or afraid of failing at it. So think about one thing that you know for sure is keeping you stuck. And then ask yourself what emotion comes up when thinking about playing big for a change, okay? If that's launching a new program or reaching out to prospective clients, does it make your heart skip beats? Do you get anxiety or break out in a cold sweat? Is it fear? Is it anxiety, shame? What emotion comes up? And then I want you to look back to earlier time in your life for times when you felt a similar way. It doesn't have to be exactly the same, but the general feeling you have around this. And you're going to look for the one with the highest charge, because that's, and don't worry if it doesn't feel exactly the same. If it's coming up, there's a reason for it. You want to grab that memory. You're going to attach it to that emotion. And then I would love for you to use my energy meditation technique to transform the emotions around that early memory, as well as how you feel about it today and how it is keeping you stuck in your business. Now, you can access that tool on my website by going to melissazosky.com/freememberGift. Again, that's melissazosky.com/freememberGift. Use that tool with just what I just said and start to work that out. It's going to grab any beliefs attached to it, any memories, anything that's resonating in from that time to now, and it's going to help you feel comfortable stepping up. And then I want you to think of a way you can step up into your greatness and take one inspired action step toward it. You know you want to. Taking inspired action steps is key to making yourself and your business and your life great. Okay. So try this method and think about this a little closer. See how you feel about this. If you've been playing it safe, you've been playing small, you know, it's a very self-sabotaging story that can continue on, and you could end up being in the same place a year from now. You may have already been in that same place from last year. I don't want that for you. I want you to step up and out. So again, go to melissazosky.com/freememberGift. Sign up for this tool, and you'll get access to a lot of other tips and wisdom on how to start busting through these beliefs and these things that are keeping you stuck. It's all energy, guys. And I want to help you clear out anything that's keeping you stuck so you can step up into your greatness, okay? I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Hey, did you get something positive out of this episode? If so, please leave a review, clap, heart, and share this with your friends. And finally, subscribe to my podcast. I appreciate it, and it makes it possible for me to continue doing what I do best, which is help you reach your dreams. Bye.